Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. It is October. It's the beginning of the fourth quarter. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a WGN radio talk show host, a financial journalist, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves. We're a financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So there's so much to talk about this week. You know, what we're really trying to do, of course, is get to the business news that we think is going to matter to your retirement planning, your investing, your cash. I don't know, all the stuff that's going on. And if we can solve the rest of the world's problems, Tom, that works for me. You?
Hey, I think that's a good bar to try to get
just,
over
just a
today.
Small thing.
Sure.
Well, today I wanted to, you know, finally have us talk a little bit about Biden's tax proposals, particularly where it concerns the 401k conversions, because we talk about that a lot. We talk about how, you know, you've got a 401k, but you may want to move some of that and convert it into a Roth IRA and some of the reasons for doing it. And now that may go away. So I thought what we would do is kind of break that down today, what the proposals are and how it might affect you. So, you know, where do you want to start with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot here, so try to simplify it. I guess the good news here is there's these you were talking about some of the changes. Some people may be aware of what they're able to do now. So I guess the good news here is hopefully we'll, as you talk about Roth conversions as an example, right? Just as it is today, we can talk about the proposal, but today one of the comments I always make with Roth conversions, which means taking taxable or tax-deferred money and putting it in tax-free, you can do a Roth conversion on any amount, at any time, at any age, right? That's the rules today to get money to tax-free. And so those rules are going to change, but we're in the fourth quarter already, at least. So you have until the end of the year to do this Roth conversion for this year if you want to do it. But that may change. And so understand, I think there's an opportunity in today's show to give some ideas that can really have an impact on keeping more money in your pocket.
So one of the reforms that the Democrats have proposed is they would end this sort of backdoor and mega backdoor Roth strategies for the wealthy, and they would add new rules for individuals with retirement savings over $10 million. And it would also disallow IRA investments that require owners to be accredited investors. And that was interesting to me as well. So, you know, as you're starting out, you know, just remind everybody briefly maybe about how it works when you have a 401k and you want to convert some of that to a Roth IRA. What are the rules today?
Well, the rules today are that, you know, you can convert when what they're talking about is, as I mentioned, whether it's an IRA or a 401k, you can convert any amount to a tax-free account, which is the Roth, which means it grows tax-free ever. There's no required distributions. Regardless of the tax rate in the future, it's zero on it. So these are why these are so critical in planning. But the 401k today, what they're talking about when you mention at least the backdoor Roth and the mega backdoor Roth, 401k plans allow contributions. These are called defined contribution plans, up to $19,500 if you're under 50, $26,000 if you're over 50. But what some people aren't aware of is there's also what are called after-tax contributions. In other words, the IRS code will allow, if the plan provides it, if you're under 50, you can put up to $58,000. And some people will be scratching their heads going, what? You can put up to $58,000? If you're over 60, you can put up to $64,500. That's above these contribution limits we always hear about. The question is, what does that mean? If your plan allows it, you know, you can hit that $26,000 mark, let's say in October, and most people say, okay, it stops. I can't put any more in. Well, that may not be true. In other words, you could call your provider and say, can I continue to put after-tax monies in? I do this every year, by the way, so it can be done. Mm. But the point is, you could say, I could go up to $64,000. So let's say you put in another $20,000. You say, keep taking money out of my paycheck. Keep putting it in the 401. These are deemed, quote-unquote, after-tax contributions. Why would you do that? There's no tax deduction for it. The rules today allow you to take that chunk of money, that extra $20,000, and guess what? Convert it to a Roth. So it's a two-step proposition to get money into a Roth above the contribution limits of $7,000. So you could effectively make a Roth IRA contribution, $7,000, do another $20,000 or more through your 401k through a conversion. So a contribution and a conversion combined. These things can be, I mean, as you can tell with the numbers, they can be tremendous. So the idea is I can get money into a Roth through my 401k. And by the way, there's no tax consequence because I put the money in after tax. And so this rule is saying, okay, that's why I guess they call it a mega backdoor. Because I said, you, if you're over age 50, you can go up to 64.5. You could put an extra, you know, $30,000 in after tax into your 401k and move it to a Roth where you will never pay tax on it the rest of your life. And now what they're saying is with this rule, if it passes, and it hasn't yet, so let's be clear on that, that they would do away with that. I guess one of the things, as I'm commenting before, is this, if we don't know what's going to happen, but I would say this is a call to action. You have until the end of the year, for those of you that this you can do this, check with your 401k provider. This is an opportunity to get more money into a tax-free account, and that's pretty huge. And this, I think, is part of your overall plan, keeping more money in your pocket, as we said at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah. No, it completely is. How does it differ from, let's say, a Roth 401k if your company offers that? Or is it really effectively the same thing?
Well, the difference is, let's say you put money in after tax. They both contributions to Roth, whether it's an IRA or 401k, are made after tax. It is not a tax-deductible contribution or pre-tax contribution. And so when you put money in after tax, in the after tax piece, the difference between the Roth piece and the after tax piece is the growth on the Roth piece continues to grow tax-free. The growth on the after tax piece is taxable. So it's the growth that's going to be taxable unless you get it to a Roth. So that's the difference. The contributions are both after tax. It's just the growth. That's the difference between the Roth piece and the after tax piece. So technically, when you look at your 401k, again, if it's allowed in your plan, and you should check on this, there's three types of contributions: your traditional pre-tax, your Roth, and your after tax. They're all three different types of contributions.
All right, we are going to pick this up again in just a minute. We have to take a break. You can find Tom. This stuff is so complicated. You need somebody like Tom to really break it down for you. I know I do. 630-934-1855. That's where you can find Tom, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. We're going to take a short break. Tom, let's continue talking about this, and I've got some more other questions about sort of the some of the other peculiarities of these of this particular tax law that's being proposed right now. All right, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, and we are talking about money, specifically your money in retirement. If you want to reach Tom, you could reach him at 630-934-1855 or at his website, alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, we were talking during the, you know, before the break and obviously last segment about, you know, the new rules that Democrats are proposing when it comes to Roth conversions and how the contribution limits are going to change. I think we should point out that, you know, a lot of these changes are really going to come down in the heads of people who are earning more than $400,000 a year, which in a company situation, you know, like you're pretty high up there if you're earning $400,000 a year. But I think it's also family income, right? So you could have two people making $200,000 a year, and that actually is a little bit more likely, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The thresholds are, I think, 400 in a lot of these rules that they're suggesting. 400,000 in income as an individual, 450 as a couple. So yeah, it can be joint. If your income is over a certain amount, you can be limited to what you can do with some of these plans.
Yeah,
if it passes.
if it passes, and it may not, but you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared regardless. So, you know, these proposals that are going through right now are part of that $3.5 trillion package, that, or maybe it's $4.5 trillion. I don't know what number it is right now. That the Democrats are pushing through to help pay for things like education and climate change. And, you know, there's like real reasons why they're asking for this. But as you're planning for your retirement, this is a great backdoor thing that you can do, this ability to add all kinds of extra money in on an after-tax basis and then convert that right over to the Roth. Sure. That's what we were talking about before. Maybe talk a little bit about, you know, some of the other things that you may want to think about as you're making these investments, because I think it's confusing for people. We have talked on the show about how you can invest in real estate in a self-directed IRA, and I'm wondering is if you roll over some of this 401k money into a self-directed IRA, you know, are you still going to be able to make those kinds of investments? Will you still be able to invest in real estate, but maybe not be able to invest in a startup?
Well, some of these rules, again, that they're talking about, what are called accredited investors, you have to have a certain net worth or a certain income, private equity, things that you're referring to, Elise. And this is all the genesis of Peter Thiel, who was one of the co-founders of PayPal. He put that stock when it was a smaller company, and now he has $5 billion in a Roth. Right? So,
it's like insane, by the way.
I don't know. Just say other than Mazel Tov. It's all tax-free. So now it's like, well, we need to maybe do something about this. I don't know how common that is. But so what they're doing is they're saying this accredited investors, they're going to limit what you can own in the Roth. But again, just like you were talking about the 400 and the 450, the majority of people, if, again, none of this has passed, but if some of these things pass, it may not impact you. So I think it still comes back to, what are we doing to at least take advantage of? The point is, with a Roth or a traditional or even just a regular brokerage account, you can own the same thing. So, you know, if I want to own Tesla that's gone up 700% over the past number of years, well, imagine if I own that in a Roth. It's all tax-free. Or I own a stock that's paying a dividend. You know, the dividend is tax-free, plus the growth on it is tax-free. So this is where Roth, aside from the private equities, aside from the accredited investor, for most people, the Roth can be very significant in a planning. So this is really an opportunity, I think, before year end to do some things, regardless of whether or not this passes. Certainly if it does, you have a deadline here to do a number of things that can have an impact. I mean, think about how many of you have tax-free accounts. And the majority out there have them in tax deferred, which means every penny you pull out is taxable at whatever the tax rate is in the future. You have required distributions, and it's used to figure out how much of your Social Security is taxable. If you need $30,000 out of an account that's an IRA, traditional, or 401k, and you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, you need to pull out $40,000 just to net $30,000. That means $10,000 goes to the government. And what happens if tax rates go up? Will you have to pull out more? Yes, you will. And so when we look at a Roth, this is why I get a little animated when I talk about using this in your planning. And this comes from someone who's, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. Taxes is part of this. If you need $30,000 out of a Roth, you pull out $30,000. If tax rates go up, what do you need to pull out? Still $30,000. So, you know, Roth conversions, Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, these are three different things totally independently of each other. And even that backdoor, or if you want to call it the mega backdoor, through the 401k, the after-tax 401k contribution, that's a fourth idea. These are all, you know, all four of those things. You do all four independent of each other. There's so many opportunities here that I think, again, it's tough because the rules, it gets very confusing with all these rules. So, you know, that's why, in fact, I just updated my report, 6 Strategies for Tax-Free Income in Retirement, but which I'm happy to provide to anyone. But, you know, that's why we got to know the rules of the game as much as we can, unfortunately. No. You know, we think earlier, at least. These make your head spin a little bit when you read this stuff.
It does. It does. And it's important. I'm glad to know that you updated that report. You can get it, by the way. Just call Tom at 630-934-1855, and he'll be happy to send it to you. All right. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Let's talk a little bit. It's fourth quarter, right? I said that at the top of the show.
Yeah.
You've just got a few weeks left, literally 12 weeks left till the end of the year. There are things you're going to want to get done financially before the end of the year and the clock turns, or as you like to say, clock's ticking. Let's run down some of those things for people and just give them a, you know, we're going to say it again, I'm sure, in upcoming shows, but you know, take out a piece of paper and a pencil and, you know, start making your list of things that you want to get done before the end of the year when it comes to your money and retirement. So, Tom, what do you think?
Well, there's so many things. I'll try to cover a few of them. One of the things for most of us who have plans, you have until the end of the year. That's a deadline to contribute to your 401k plan. So, if you know, call your 401k provider. As I said, you can put up to $19,500 if you're under 50, $26,000. You can accelerate those contributions if you want. You can even switch over to a Roth for the rest of the year. These are things you have until the end of the year to do. Roth conversions. Do you want to move some money? Are you in a lower tax bracket this year? It's been kind of crazy with people's employment. Maybe use a good time you're in a lower tax bracket to move money from a traditional to a Roth. You have until the end of the year to do that. You have until the end of the year charitable contributions, capital gains, losses, and harvesting, if you want to look at that. These are some ideas. The after-tax, which we just talked about, the after-tax 401k contributions, trying to get money into that. A lot of the end-of-year planning things, again, you have a deadline. Take a look and try to get some things done before the end of the year because it's going to come and go. If you don't do it before the 31st, a year will have come and gone and you'll have missed an opportunity.
And we should explain that, yes, next year you're going to have another opportunity, but why blow this opportunity as well, right?
I agree. That's one more opportunity, one more year.
And it's a little like, how do you feel about people making an extra payment in their mortgage to boost the mortgage deduction? And because of the standardized deduction is so high now, not a lot of people can take it. But if you can, should you?
Sure. You should look at your itemized versus your standard deduction, right? You mentioned if you make an additional payment or make more payments on the mortgage, that's an itemized deduction. And then couple that with if you've got a bunch of stuff in the attic and in your garage, those are all charitable contributions. Add that onto it. So you can start adding these things up. Absolutely. And these are things that are that's a tax deduction right off your taxable income. So, you know, take a look at if that's a possibility. So I agree with that. Yep.
And also, I think, what about HSAs and making those contributions before the end of the year as well? Health savings accounts for people who have.
These are all very great points, Elise. The HSA is something.
You're laughing, but I, you know, I mean, you can put, what is it, $5,000 now, or is it six? Some big number.
Depending on your family and all that. But that's actually in that report I offered. I kind of my bonus thing. But the HSA is what's interesting about that, as you know, Elise, is you can put the money in pre-tax, so you get a tax deduction when it goes in. It grows tax-free, and if you use it for qualified medical expenses, which we're all going to have medical expenses at some point, that's part of your retirement plan, it's tax-free. So tax-free going in, tax-free growth, tax-free coming out. Pretty strong.
Yeah, that's really strong.
You should look at it.
And I just want to remind everybody, when you're, you know, a lot of us now have these higher deductible health care plans. And you may have chosen them because, you know, it just made it much more affordable to have your coverage, right? But that also means that all those things you're then paying for during the year, whether it's physical therapy that's not covered or medications that's not covered or, you know, up to your deductible limit, well, if you've got enough of those, that actually might translate into an itemized deduction that you weren't, you know, otherwise thinking about. So I just want to remind everybody, you know, this is a great opportunity to go through your paperwork for the year and really think about, you know, where those deductions are and how it might add up for you.
And it's interesting, too, is this, I say, is this is something, if you get in the habit, you can do every year. Like, okay, here's my checklist. Every going into fourth quarter, I'm going to take a look. What can I do? Or earlier than that. But this is you can make this an annual habit.
Well, Tom, another great conversation. You can find Tom at 630-934-1855. His website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can pick his six strategies and his five strategies. But, you know, just go and get the whole part and parcel of what he offers. It's a great opportunity to get some good information. Thank you so much for joining us today at This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. And until next time, thanks for listening to 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.